Yeah, roger that. Yeah, and like I said, the sound quality on them radios. And you imagine, you know, if the shortwave broadcast band, if the shortwave broadcasters were still out there, you know, you can imagine listening to a broadcast from China or something in that audio, that beautiful fidelity. Them radios have beautiful fidelity. I have mucho respect for them German tube radios, mucho respect. Because they, not only do they build them for sensitivity, because all of them have a tuned front end for maximum sensitivity. They all do. The Germans knew what they were doing. But they also took the trouble to make the fidelity, to design the output, you know, for max fidelity and stuff. They're well built. And then there you go. You got one that's been in the guy's family for ages and ages, and the thing still works, and the iTube still works.
It's pretty impressive. I heard that the Germans always had an affinity for shortwave, too. My car's German, and it's a 2007. And like I said, it's got a shortwave receiver built into the factory radio, which apparently was a really, really rare option. It was most common in South Africa and over in Germany and some more of the European markets. But alas, mine has it. I wish I could pick something up on it. Maybe I should try more at nighttime.